Hello, I'm Maurice Powell. Welcome to A Little Like Music, Manx Radio's regular Thursday evening classical music hour. Now, the TT is upon us, and although it's a great festival for the island, not everybody really is a petrol head. For some of us who like more sophisticated, not to mention quieter activities, we have music. So what I thought I'd do for this week, which of course is practice week, and next week, which is race week, is just to play two sequences, really, of the most peaceful and relaxing music I can find. Not too much interruption with aimless chat from me, but just a sequence of music to relax to. And of course, if you actually live on the TT circuit or within its particular circle of hell and can't get in or out just when you want to, you might have frazzled nerves and need something. Generally speaking, the guys in leather have all gone home to bed or to the nearest cafe by 9 o'clock at night. So from 9 till 10, a sequence of lovely music might just be the thing. So let's start then. I was just talking to my colleague Ben just before the programme was recorded and saying, you know, I really can't find anything remotely connected with motor sports and certainly not motorbikes, so I haven't even tried. So let's start with Jerome Kern, Overture, The Cat and the Fiddle.
Thank you.
Jerome Kern, the overture to his musical show The Cat and the Fiddle. Well, an exciting, bright and breezy start, very colourful, packed with good tunes, but now we need something a little bit more relaxing. This is Beethoven's Romance No. 1 in G major for violin. Beethoven wrote two romances. They're both rather lovely. They're rather like slow movements to unwritten concertos, if you like. But No. 1 is probably the most popular. It's played for us this evening by Itzhak Perlman with the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Daniel Barenboim.
Thank you.
Music by Beethoven, the Romance No. 1 in G major for violin and orchestra. And now the music of Samuel Coleridge Taylor, Romance of the Prairie Lily.
Thank you.
Samuel Coleridge Taylor, Romance of the Prairie Lily. I'm pleased to say that we hear a good deal more of Coleridge Taylor's wonderful music these days. Not, however, of the oratorio, the once enormously popular oratorio, Hiawatha. Wouldn't it be wonderful to hear it with our Isle of Man Choral Society, and perhaps joined by other choral societies as well as a children's choir in the Villa Marina? Well, the idea is out there. And now, Mozart. Here is the slow movement of his sextet in E-flat major for wind instruments, written in around 1782, after Mozart had first moved to Vienna. Mozart recalled in a letter to his father that he was woken up in the early hours of one morning, and when he opened his window, in his apartment window, he noticed six rather ragged and bedraggled-looking musicians standing in the courtyard playing this wonderful piece. And he said they looked absolutely poor and wretched, but that the first clarinet player and the first horn player were very good players indeed. Here is that very movement Mozart heard.
Thank you.
A lovely movement there from Mozart's sextet for two clarinets, two horns and two bassoons, written in 1782. And now to the music of Robert Farnon, one of the most popular and inventive of post-war light music composers. He was actually born in Canada, but came over during the war with the Canadian Air Force Band and stayed on. And thank goodness, he certainly enriched the British light music scene in the generation after Haydn Wood and Eric Coates and so forth. This is a piece which is a reminiscence, really, of his childhood in Canada. It's called Lake in the Woods, and it recalls, in a tranquil and sometimes quite sensuous way, a lake near Ontario. the music of Robert Farnon, a short piece there, really, composed as a reminiscence from his childhood in Ontario, Lake in the Woods. And now to the music of Ravel. We heard a piece by Ravel, I think, last week, the famous Pavane. Here is an equally lovely piece, perhaps not quite so well known. It's the Forlan from the suite at the grave or memorial of Couperin. Couperin was a great French composer of the 18th century, and this four-movement suite was a tribute to him. So I'm just going to play the second movement, Forlan.
Thank you.
That was the Forlan from Ravel's Suite in memory of the great French 18th century composer Couperin. A Forlan is a Renaissance dance, and Ravel here deliciously orchestrates it in a lovely sort of skipping rhythm. And now to the music of Delius. This is the intermezzo from his last opera, Fenimore and Gerda, and it has been arranged by Sir Thomas Beecham, who was a great supporter of Delius in the 1920s and 30s, when many people thought that Delius's music really wasn't quite English enough, certainly not compared with Elgar and Parry and Stanford and Vaughan Williams. It certainly has a kind of a French twist to it. And of course, Delius lived in France for much of his life. So English, but not quite one of our chaps. That was what the general opinion was. Well, we don't agree with that now. Here's the intermezzo from Fenimore and Gerda.
Thank you.
The music of Frederick Delius, that was the Intermezzo from his last opera, Fenimore and Gerda, and a special thanks to Sir Thomas Beecham for rescuing that piece from oblivion and making it available. A lovely, lovely piece. It's a pity we don't hear Delius's operas now. I mean, very rarely. They have been recorded, of course. There are very good recordings of A Village Romeo and Juliet and Coanga. But the others are a bit more difficult to track down, but well worth the effort. A short piece now by Percy Grainger, and one I've played, well, several times, but it's delightful. It's called Blithe Bells, and it's a free ramble, I think, as the composer called it, through Bach's Sheep May Safely Graze.
Thank you.
Percy Grainger's Blythe Bells. That's all we have time for this evening. Please join me next Thursday at 9 for some more soothing music. In the meantime, something else by Percy Grainger to play us out with. Goodbye.